Just a year and a half ago, Congress overhauled the nation's flood insurance system, mandating higher rates for many homeowners in flood-prone areas. The idea was to make people who lived near rivers and oceans to take on more of the risk and keep ordinary taxpayers from having to bail out the insurance pool the way it did after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. No one around here noticed much until Sandy hit. Now with thousands of people in New York and New Jersey facing higher premiums, right as they're also having to deal with the costs of rebuilding, the U.S. Senate is set as soon as today to vote to delay those scheduled increases. WHYY reporter Tracy Samuelson has been following this bill as it makes its way through the Senate. Welcome back to WNYC, Tracy.
Thanks, Satirius.
So, you know, under the existing law passed in 2012, how high could these insurance rates climb?
Well, some homeowners say their premiums could be $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a year or even higher. And that's because roughly a fifth of the program's policyholders, about 1 million people, they pay these discounted or subsidized rates, rates that don't reflect their true risk of flooding. And some of these people live in older homes that aren't elevated at all, or they're very vulnerable to flooding. So these people say their rates could go so high that it could make it too expensive for them to stay in their homes, and it could even affect their resale value.
So how did their complaints make it all the way up to Congress?
Well, senators from Louisiana in particular have been very vocal on the Senate floor about these problems, but it's also due to one New Jersey homeowner who started a group called Stop FEMA Now to try and stop some of these increases. The group has 7,000 likes on Facebook, and they've spread to other states. They've launched this grassroots campaign calling and tweeting members of Congress to try and get some legislation passed. So it's actually partially due to that movement that Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey, has sponsored this bill, the Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act.
And so how would Menendez's legislation help these homeowners out?
Well, it would delay those rate increases for 4 years, and it would require FEMA, which runs the flood insurance program, to conduct an affordability study to see how these rates might impact homeowners. They're actually supposed to be doing that already, but they haven't made much progress yet. And of course, these delays would mean less revenue for the flood insurance program, less money to pay off its debts. So opponents really actually don't want this bill. And groups from the Sierra Club, the insurance companies, taxpayer watchdog groups, they've all come out against it. I should say, however, the delays, they wouldn't apply to second homes, to businesses, to properties that have severely flooded in the past. So there would still be some increases.
So just primary homes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the bill's chances of passing?
Well, it has significant support in the Senate, but it's taken weeks to get this vote. In addition to Menendez, senators from New York, Louisiana, Florida, Oregon, they all support it, even non-coastal areas like Arkansas. So it's definitely not just a New York, New Jersey issue. But if the Senate does pass it today, it faces a much tougher slog through the House of Representatives. Senator John Boehner has said he's really not too interested in undoing those 2012 reforms.
And what about the White House? Even if it were to make it past the House, would President Obama sign it?
The White House, too, has said it's not in favor of delaying these rate increases, though it would be interested in working to make sure that rates were affordable for people somehow. There's also a curveball option. Yesterday, Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey introduced an amendment to the bill. And instead of delaying the rate increases for 4 years, he wants to keep those rate increases in place, but phase them in more gradually. And Toomey has been the main opponent of this bill. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with that today.
Reporter Tracy Samuelson, part of our Sandy Rebuild collaboration with WHYY and NJSpotlight.com. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you.